claims that Dr. Youssef Kalyango sexually harassed and created a hostile work environment for a student employee of the Young African Leaders Initiative and the study of the United States Institute were found to be substantiated in August by OU's Office of Equity and Civil Rights Compliance. After receiving that report, a university professional ethics committee recently stated key issues in the case, such as a recurring discrepancy between the documented evidence and the answers given by Kalyango, and, quote, a lack of acknowledgement of the power dynamic inherent in his position of authority. As the ethics committee made its decision, the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Education and Cultural Affairs conducted a site visit at the university, quote, as a result of the recent happenings concerning Youssef Kalyango, according to emails provided as part of a public records request. The Young African Leaders Initiative and the study of the United States Institute are both administered by the Institute for International Journalism, which is headed by Kalyango. A request for comment was sent to Kalyango's attorney. Kalyango's fall classes have been reassigned, according to the university. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Susan Tebben in Athens.